Listen and stream the all-new talk radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Bases in, and of course on a Thursday, you know, we have a jam-packed show. We kick it off with Diabetes and You, with the president of the Diabetes Association of Trinidad and Tobago. Of course, we're broadcasting live here on Freedom 106.5, and I believe there's a special guest in with him today as well. Good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Bass. How are you doing this afternoon?
Yes, man. I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And lots are going on in the association, and we have a very special guest today, Dr. Kumar, who we'll introduce in a bit.
Okay.
And we're going to talk today about diabetes and your eyes.
All right.
So many people, of course, in Trinidad and Tobago have issues with their eyes, or may have issues and don't know about it because they don't get screened.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about screening. We're going to talk about some of the problems, some of the complications people may have, some of the diseases, and of course the treatments with the eyes, and then of course we are going to open the phone line so persons who may have questions, who may be having issues with the eyes, can be able to speak to Dr. Kumar and be able to get some advice. Before of course we start, I just want to also tell persons what's going on in the association. So we have launched our diabetes school quiz. If you know a child in standard 3, you can enroll them in the diabetes school quiz, get lots of prizes, and of course learn more about diabetes. To get more information about the school quiz, you could go to www.diabetesquiz.org, and then you can get your information there. You can give us a call at the association as well. So that's one of the projects we've started, and we're hoping to get a lot of participation from children across the country, both Trinidad and Tobago. So we hope to have a really spectacular event at the end when we have the finals. We're also going to start recruitment for our sixth form internship program. So lots of things going on for schools based, because we know that we need to include, we need to improve the education, improve diabetes education, health education in schools.
Definitely.
If you really want to make a dent in the in the amount of children and adults living with diabetes. But I think we could go straight into our topic. I know we don't have a lot of time today, and we need to talk about so many things dealing with the eyes. So I think we'll go right into the topic, and we could introduce our guest and probably share our phone numbers.
Of course. Okay. Of course, our phone numbers are 627-3223, 627-3223, 625-2257. And of course, WhatsApp, so your messages only, 306-1065. We're talking diabetes today. Any questions you may have on diabetes, we're dealing with today. And of course, we're dealing specifically with diabetes and your eyes.
Thanks for that, Bees. And we have Dr. Vineet Kumar today. And Dr. Kumar is very close to the association. But he is born in India, but of course completed medical school and training in India. He went to the UK to pursue postgraduate training in ophthalmology. So he's a specialist ophthalmologist, again, a doctor that deals with your eyes. He was a consultant for around 12 years before moving to Trinidad, and he has very special interests in public health, ophthalmology, and screening programs. He was the lead for diabetic screening for 11 years in Wirral, and then, of course, he worked in Trinidad at the Trinidad Eye Hospital for about 3 years, where he led the diabetic eye screening program and participating in other education programs for junior doctors, secondary school screening program, which he piloted, and worked with many NGOs, including the Diabetes Association, on visual rehabilitation challenged persons. Presently, he's in India pursuing his interests in community outreach programs and education. So I want to welcome Dr. Vineet Kumar, who's going to be with us today speaking about diabetes in the eyes. Thanks, Dr. Kumar, for joining
us. Hi, Andrew. Thank you very much for having me on this program. It's wonderful to meet you all and interact with your audience as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that you are here and you take the time. I know that you have been, you stepped away a bit from the intense work that you were doing at the eye hospital with us in Trinidad, but you're still very available and very active, and we're just talking about some of the research that we are about to do. But one of the primary things that we have started to talk about is screening, and we have been increasing the amount and types of screening that we are doing in the Diabetes Association. but particularly for eyes, because we've been working together with Trinidad Eye Hospital and the DEATH program for the last three or so years. And we've been trying to get more persons to screen. So at the end of this program, if persons who are living with diabetes have not had their eyes screened as yet, then we hope that you could reach out to us to get that free eye test done. So we're going to talk a lot more about screening today with Dr. Kumar, and also talk more about some of the complications that may be developed if you don't get screened, or if you don't detect or get these interventions as soon as possible. So Dr. Kumar, let's just start by talking about why do we need to have eye screening?
I think, Andrew, you pointed out a wonderful thing when we started conversing today. You said that every person listening to this show, if they're a diabetic, if they have a family member who's a diabetic, and even if you're not a diabetic, what we use the terminology as a pre-diabetic, the one thing I would ask everyone is to ensure that they're able to check their blood sugars and make sure that they are addressing those concerns. Because once you've been a diabetic for over a period of 10 years, you invariably start developing changes in the whole of your body. And diabetes, when we talk about, we specifically talk about blood glucose levels being too high. When it is high, what happens is that there are two kinds of blood vessels in our body, the big blood vessels and the little blood vessels. And we will focus on the little blood vessels, which is what we can access through the eye screening program. And these little blood vessels actually are present throughout the body, may it be in your brain, heart, kidneys, nerves, legs, etc. But eyes is such a beautiful organ that it is the only place where we can take photographs of the back of the eye and the front of the eye to see if there has been any impact of this blood sugar being elevated. And that is the reason why screening is so important. And why do I say that screening is so important is because it just doesn't pick up diabetic eye changes at a very early stage. The beauty of it is that if there are very early changes and you make modifications to your lifestyle so that your blood sugar gets better, and once you see the photographs, these early changes disappear. And the power and the control you have to change your health is profound. And this is visible through the photographs that is in front of your eyes, which you can see, because you take the kudos for actually making the improvement. What happens if you don't make improvement is that you see deterioration with it. And that is why screening is so important, I feel.
And Dr. Kumar, you mentioned something very important there, because I don't think persons really associate the complications that they may have from diabetes, meaning that having diabetic eye screening, you said it so beautifully, as in, this is the one area that you could really get a photograph of. How would you say is those complications related? Meaning that if it is that I go get my eye screened and I see that I have bleeding at the back of the eye, how relevant is that, or how often is it that I may have other complications related to diabetes? Is that something that you've seen often?
Yes. So let me walk us through what we do with the screening. So let me presume that, Andrew, you're a diabetic and who's come into the screening program. And you come on the day, and what we do is we take your history, and we found out that you're a diabetic and you've been diabetic for however long. We take information to find out if you're hypertensive, etc. Once we've taken your medical history, we check your vision. And once we've done your vision, we know and we have an idea whether you've got good vision for distance or you have a problem with that. That gives us an idea that there might be some problems out there. Next, what we do is put some drops to evaluate the fundus by doing photographs. So when we take photographs of the front of the eye and the back of the eyes. And in the front of the eyes, we are able to identify if there is any evidence of cataract, which is preventing me from understanding what's going on at the back of the eyes. Presume you don't have a cataract, and I'm going straight to looking into the back of the eyes pictures that are being taken. And just to put this into perspective, this is not something that is visible to us. We see the beautiful world, but if the damage is happening to the retina, we don't see that. These are changes that are happening slowly. So what we start off, I call as the biomarker in diabetes, is something called as a microaneurysm. It's like a pinhead change at the back of the eyes. And I'm looking for them all around in the pictures that I have taken for you. If I don't find anything, I will say, Andrew, well done to you. You've done a good job of looking after your diabetes. We don't need to worry. We'll see you in a year's time. Now, you've got very little changes with this pinhead side changes. And I still say to you, Andrew, you've got these little changes. Improve your diabetic control, and I will see you in a year's time. And then when I see you in a year's time and you've made an improvement, those little microaneurysms would have disappeared. Now, let's move to the next stage. Now, I see the pictures and I see those little microaneurysms having bled and causing bleeding at the back of the eyes. Now I point out to you, Andrew, you have changes, which means that I had to send you to the doctor to get you to be examined thoroughly to check how I can help you out in understanding what needs to be done. So your visits to come and see me in the clinic will be more than once to ensure those little changes get better, because they're not like the early changes which disappear completely. They may not disappear. And if the bleeding gets worse, what happens is that it can affect the center part of your ability to see for reading and for distance, and you would lose your independence without you realizing what's going on. The worst part of it is that we have two eyes, and most people who have this problem may have start off in one eye, and diabetes changes are something that happens in both eyes. And hence, we're able to pick it up at the screening program and advise what needs to be done for you. And we need to go through the schedule and take care of you completely in the right information being given to you.
So Dr. Kumar, so during the screening, of course, the images are taken, and then afterwards the images are graded or the images are assessed. How are the images assessed, and what are the specifics? So we have mentioned cataract, you mentioned these microaneurysms, which could indicate retinopathy. How are they graded, and what do the grades then mean for the patients? So you did indicate about how long after they should get the screening and when they should come back for the screening. But what would the grading process look like after you get the
wonderful. Yeah. So I just jump one step ahead. So just stepping back now, I've taken the pictures. What we do is, this is actually done by our beautiful team, led by our program manager, Leanne Lazarus. She does a wonderful work with the Trinidad Eye Hospital. And Jonathan, at this point of time, also works on the team. So once you've taken the pictures, they are uploaded onto a software. And these pictures are read by the graders, and the graders are trained and accredited to read these pictures. And they have experience for over 10 years to having done this regularly. So they grade the pictures to see, do you have any retinopathy? That's the first thing that we look for. Or before we look for any retinopathy, first we say, is this picture gradable? Because if you have a cataract, I cannot see the back of the eyes. So automatically, I would send you to get your cataract sorted out. Second, if I've got a good, clear picture at the back, I look for changes in the nerves. Now, in the Caribbean and in Trinidad and Tobago, there's a huge problem with glaucoma. And one of the things that we look for is if there's any damage with the nerve at the back of the eyes. So if we find any suspicion of that, then again, we refer that person to the eye clinic to get their eye pressure checked, and make sure that if there is any issue with glaucoma, that they are addressed. Specifically coming to diabetes, we're looking for, as I said, microaneurysms, bleeding at the back of the eyes, and other changes at the back of the eyes. In addition to the diabetic changes, we also are looking out if the person is got blood pressure, if they've got any damage from the blood pressure at the back of the eyes, because they tend to coexist. And sometimes other diseases also coexist at the back of the eyes, which the patient may never be aware of. By doing the screening, they pick that up. And that way we would be able to address it appropriately.
And so in performing this screening, should persons get screened only when they may be having an issue with their eye, or how would you, how and when should persons get screened? Should I just screen if I'm if I'm living with diabetes? How often should I get screened, and should I only get screened if I have an issue with the eye, if I'm getting problems seeing?
Okay. Here is my recommendation for every person with diabetes, and this could be carried across to everybody. What we have learned in the screening program in the UK is that the screening program recommends that anybody over the age of 12 years and suffers with diabetes needs to have eye screening done. Eye screening needs to be done annually. So anybody over the age of 12 until they pass away is important to get screening done, and every year they need to get screening done. And those who do not have much disease or very little disease will need to come back in a year's time, but others will be managed in the clinic in an appropriate fashion.
So that's very important. And should someone living with diabetes have more frequent screening intervals, or should it still be every year as you would have recommended before?
So if you go visit your eye care provider, and if assume, Andrew, you have had your screening, and I have not detected any cataract, I've not detected any diabetic changes, I would advise you to come back next year. Right? Unless you, if you have any visual problems during that 1 year, you're always welcome to come back. But specifically for diabetic retinopathy screening, you come back in 1 year. Now, assume that we have picked up a cataract. I would say to you, Andrew, you have a cataract. How are you managing? And if you said to me, I'm struggling, doc, then I would recommend you to have cataract surgery. But from a diabetic retinopathy point of view, if there is significant damage, what we call a sight-threatening diabetic retinopathy, then I would keep you in my clinic and I would do additional tests, which would allow me to identify if you need any treatment. And if you need any treatment, you will be monitored continuously in the clinic to ensure that the treatment is appropriate for you while you are working to improve your diabetic control and look after your blood pressure.
And so that's very useful, of course, for persons to know about. Because many persons, and I mean, many times I would go around the country talking to persons with diabetes, many of them may not have ever been screened, or they may have been screened a few years ago, and you know, it may be, or they may think that's sufficient, but you're saying within a year something could develop, correct?
Correct. Absolutely spot on. Because as you are aware, Andrew, when you look at a population with diabetes, and I think we discussed this earlier on this morning, although the prevalence of diabetes is 15% in Trinidad and Tobago, you're presuming that it's more like 30%. And that is one in three persons walking around on the street is potentially a diabetic. And we don't even know about that. Just put this in perspective. In a country like United Kingdom, the prevalence of diabetes is about 6%. Just to put that into perspective. And we spoke about sight-threatening, the one which requires treatment and care by the doctors. I'll put this into perspective. In the UK, where I was overseeing the program, it's roughly under 3% of the patients require any treatment. In the cohort that we have screened through Trinidad Eye Hospital and Diabetes Association, we have about 16% of the people requiring treatment.
Wow. So it's quite a lot.
That gives you an idea and the enormity of the problem we're dealing with.
And I mean, that may be an indicator both of the prevalence, but also persons delaying screening and delaying treatment. So
absolutely
that may be
spot on.
Maybe a symptom of that. So Dr. Kumar, we need to take a little break, but we're going to come back and we'll talk some more about some of these eye conditions you would have mentioned. Maybe talk about some of these symptoms persons may experience. And then, of course, we'll have the lines open for persons to call us in and tell us if you have been experiencing anything with your eyes, what issues you may be having with your eyes, and get some advice from the specialist right after the break, please.
Yeah, don't forget the trimmer.
Are you tired of the same old boring drive home from work?
Look no further.
Get ready for the ultimate after-work rush with Freedom 106.5 FM's The Overdrive with Davey. Mondays to Fridays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Let Davey take you on a thrilling ride of non-stop entertainment and education. He covers the topics of the day, delves into the latest food and lifestyle trends, and brings dynamic guests from exciting professions to share their professional stories and experiences. Take advantage of this energizing and engaging experience. Tune into Freedom 106.5 FM. Mondays to Fridays, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. for The Overdrive. Overdrive with Davey. The ultimate way to end your day with a bang.
Hey there, are you someone who always has something to say and share with the world? Do you love expressing your thoughts and opinions on a variety of topics? If so, we want you to join the Freedom 106.5 FM family. At Freedom 106.5, we believe in the power of open dialogue and the exchange of ideas. That's why we're always looking for new voices to join our community and share their perspectives. Whether you're an expert in a particular field or have a unique point of view, Freedom FM wants to hear from you. So if you've got something to say and want to be a part of a supportive and engaging community, send us an email with your ideas to freedom106.5fm@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you and welcome you to the Freedom 106.5 FM family.
All right, folks, once again, good afternoon. You're listening to Diabetes and You with Andrew Danu. Of course, he's the president of the Diabetes Association of Trinidad and Tobago, and a special guest today, Dr. Vineet Kumar. We're ready to take in a short while all your questions about diabetes, all your questions about diabetes, and especially if it's affecting your eyes. We're talking screening, we're talking your eyes today, and of course, we're talking diabetes. We return to Andrew and, of course, Dr. Kumar.
Thanks, Bez. And Dr. Kumar, we've been talking before the break about some of these eye conditions that may be detected during screening. So, for some of these eye conditions, and I mentioned the top three, glaucoma, cataract, retinopathy, that most persons or many persons may be affected by. So what I want to know is, and I mean for many persons listening, they may be having some conditions, they may be having some symptoms, and they may not know what it could be attributed to. So maybe it's some blurriness, maybe it's some difficulty seeing in certain regions of the eye, maybe it is some spots on the eye. Can you tell us what may be the most common symptoms for these three conditions and how it may actually feel to be developing these conditions?
Okay, thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Bas, as well. I'll start off with cataract. Before I start off with cataract, I just need everybody to understand that in the large cohort of population that we look at with diabetes, about 85% of them have what we call as type 2 diabetes, which means they're managed usually with tablets and they are a late onset diabetes. And this can happen because of sedentary lifestyle and so many other things. Only 15% tend to have been born with diabetes in one form or the other because of lack of insulin. So in the 15% of these diabetics, they can have poor diabetic control, and these are usually teenagers. And the youngest age I've operated on for somebody with cataract is about 17 years of age. And this child presented to me with blurred vision, not able to inject their insulin in to control their diabetes. And that is one of the things that tends to happen as such. And in the cohort who take on tablets, they find their vision is blurred. They can't watch the television clearly. They can't read things properly. And that is one of the reasons why a person who does not even know that they are diabetic visits an optometrist to say, I am not able to read properly. Can you prescribe a pair of reading glasses? And if the optometrist has a check on their eyes and they detect changes significant, that this person does not even know that they are diabetic, and that is a huge cohort of people. So cataract will lead you to blurred vision. Retinopathy, there are two forms of retinopathy we need to understand. One, which affects the center part of the back of the eyes, called as maculopathy, which affects your reading ability. If your vision is blurred and you find that it is dropping gradually and you're a diabetic, get your eyes checked out. The second one you're going to find with diabetics is if there is a shower of floaters at the back of the eyes, that means you've actually got bleeding into the back of the eyes. Again, that is pretty advanced diabetic changes, because early changes are not visible to the person. They're not like a scratch on your skin. And hence, if you are a diabetic or a person with diabetes or have somebody, it's important and imperative that you go get your eyes checked. These early changes are not causing you any problems to your daily living. And that is a problem with retinopathy. Glaucoma is a condition which affects your field of vision, and it can coexist in a lot of people, and diabetes contributes to it. And if you're bumping into your dining table and inadvertently having scratches on your hands and not recognizing what's going on, you may have coexisting glaucoma as well. And unfortunately, if you have all three of them, you can imagine the situation, what it's going to be.
And you often do have patients with all three of them if they're on
control. Significant number.
So it's very important for patients to be able to identify them. Of course, the earlier you do detect some of these conditions, the better your prognosis, the better your outcomes.
Absolutely spot on, Andrew. The sooner we pick them up, we change and we modify what we do on our daily basis. I mean, before coming onto this program, towards the end of the last program, I mentioned the host talking about curry chicken, dumpling, and rice. I said I was making me hungry as well. And we always talk about food, and I'm not going to talk about food. And I'm from India, and a good chunk of population in Trinidad have the Indian genes as well. We all love food. There's nothing wrong about that. But how do we manage our food? The diet that we manage for ourselves is more important, because the more we eat and less we work, sedentary lifestyle contributes to problem. And those are little things that we can make a difference in our daily approach to life as such. And I mean, Diabetes Association has done a brilliant job in introducing dietitians, talking about this, raising the awareness. And this is something very close to my heart about how do we raise the awareness in the general public in making these changes? Because largely we blame the genetics, but it's the environment which is a bigger problem. That is food, sedentary lifestyle, stressful lifestyle, etc.
And we'll talk some more about that, but I know we have a couple WhatsApp questions. Shambis, can you share those questions with us?
Definitely WhatsApp questions. And if you, let me give out those numbers again for you to call, 627-3223, 625-2257. And of course, some more WhatsApp questions. We have 306-1065. Actually, the phone line is ringing right now, so let's take this call. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Diabetes and You.
Hello, good afternoon, Bis. Yes, I have a big problem. I have a problem for the doctor. I went on an operation 10 years ago, and I was 100% seeing. The two eyes almost blind right now with the in the back of the eye. I forget the name of the optic nerve. The optic nerve is dead right now. So
okay.
I had diabetes, and I went for operation, and everything was good, 100% seen, and the next day may I get blind. So right now I'm blind. Could you help me there? I'll listen on the phone.
Listen off here. Thank you, sir.
Right, okay. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through this predicament, sir. And I don't know the complete history of your particular situation, but based on what you've told me, I'm assuming that you have diabetes, you've had surgery, whether it's probably cataract or for diabetes, and you also pointed out that the nerve has been damaged from the diabetes. Sometimes the extent of damage from diabetes, when it touches the nerve, it does leave one with very poor eyesight. And the situation with the eye is such that the nerves are sensitive tissues. Once they are damaged, there is no going back with them. There's very little at this point of time that we can do to retrieve one's nerve that has been damaged. So I'm sorry that you have had your nerve damaged, but I'm sure you have reached out to your doctors to see what can be salvaged and what can be done. And I'm sure you've done everything possible that can be helped to try and maintain even a little bit of eyesight. But that's the problem with diabetes. When there is extensive damage, when the patient arrives to our clinic, that there is little that we can do to walk back and get back to the normal retina, normal nerve, because the damage has already happened and you didn't even not realize. So that is what my opinion is, having seen a lot of persons like yourself who unfortunately walk in with a lot of damage. And I only wish that you would be able to educate another person who is a diabetic to get their eyes screened as early as possible to prevent and see if we can avoid any kind of damage that has happened to yourself, sir.
All right, dear doctor. Let's get this other question here. Hi, good afternoon, doctor. Sure. Asked him about an ocular hole on the right eye. It's a female, 62 years old. No cataract, no glaucoma, not diabetic.
So just repeat that, sorry, the first part of it, actually.
Yes, ask him about an ocular hole on the right eye.
Okay, so macular hole, that is what they're talking about. I know it's not related to diabetic retinopathy, but as Andrew pointed out, during a routine eye screening for diabetes, one can pick up damage that tends to happen to the center part of the back of the eyes. As I pointed out to Andrew and to Bas yourself, is that our ability to see things very clearly depends on our eyes being good and healthy at the back. Sometimes, for whatever reason, whether it's trauma, whether it's age-related, there's damage to the center part of the back of the eyes. It's like having a defect in the center, which reduces your eyesight for reading purposes and in recognizing somebody's nose, lips, and the eyes, but they still are able to see the periphery because the center part is damaged. And that's where the sensitive cells are packed in, allowing you to see properly. And once that's damaged, if they come early, they can be fixed with surgery, and we can close that hole and see what can be done to retrieve the vision to a certain extent, not necessarily completely. So the hole can be repaired by surgery, but if the hole is advanced, there's not a lot we can do. And this is an important thing that Andrew pointed out, that during diabetic eye screening, if you do have coexisting pathology at the back of the eyes, it can be picked up, it can be referred to the relevant doctor, and they can discuss with you what may be the best way forward for it. And it's a perfect example to say, hey, get your eye screened for everybody who's a diabetic. And if somebody's not a diabetic, I would say above the age of 40, every 2 years, get your eyes checked out. We have two eyes, always close one eye to check and see if you're able to read or looking at a straight line or a tile and seeing them properly. So we forget to do these two things, because if there's one good eye and the other one is bad, the good eye compensates for the bad eye.
All right, another question here. Good afternoon, guys. Doctor, 5 years ago, a float in one eye. The doctor told me not to bother. It was not diabetic then. But now I am pre-diabetic. I still have it, but it's shrunk now. Had an eye test 8 months and 70 years old.
Wonderful. This is a wonderful scenario, Vas. Here you have a person who's 70 years old. A floater is basically the jelly at the back of the eyes breaking up. We all have it. Some of us are much more able to see it compared to others. One, what worries me is when the person is diabetic and complains of a floater. As I said earlier, it could be a sign of bleeding at the back of the eyes. So a floater means that you need to see your eye care provider for them to do an examination. You also have pointed out to me that you're pre-diabetic and stay pre-diabetic, or if you can get away from being pre-diabetic by changing your diet or whatever is appropriate, that would be even better. But you're doing the most beautiful thing. Get your eyes checked out once every year and keep the eyes safe and healthy.
All right. And of course, this question may be for Andrew, because of course, we live here in Trinidad and Tobago. There's so many people who have to get glaucoma, in terms of the operation, and they have to be sometimes on a waiting list. You know, is it something Correct. That deteriorates in time? What do you do if you're on a list and they tell you have glaucoma, you need an operation, but they're telling you, all right, 6 months down the line, even a couple of months, even a year down the line. What do you do in the meantime?
It's a difficult question, actually, Vas. So let me understand the perspective. So somebody has been diagnosed to having glaucoma. Now, large number of people with glaucoma, I have to point out that glaucoma is a progressive disease, which has an impact on your field of vision and your vision with time. So it all depends on what you present with, and we do a field of vision test to check what is the damage that has happened to the field of vision. So if your field of vision, assume it's good, but your intraocular pressure is high, we give you drops. And the drops get the pressure down and protects the nerve from becoming damaged. And this is a large chunk of them. Usually over 90% of the people tend to remain in that group. The small cohort, about 5 to 10% of them, who in spite of putting them on drops, there is significant progression, may need intervention. And the intervention can be in the form of surgery or laser, whatever may be appropriate for that individual. So to answer the question, is there progression while you're waiting? Answer is there is progression. And I'm quite sure that your eye care provider, the doctor, will help fasten or hasten the process of surgery if they feel it is needing to be done at an earlier point of time than waiting on the waiting list.
Okay, great. Well, we could get back to your questions right now. Andrew, that's it for the WhatsApp questions. That's fine. If there's any break, any change, I'll let you know.
Yeah, thanks, I just wanted to add something that the diabetic eye screening program at Trinidad Eye Hospital can be accessed with the following number, 687-3377. I repeat that, 687-3377.
And this, of course, is a free screening that persons can be able to access. And I mean,
absolutely.
We work together with the eye hospital to go to locations across Trinidad and Tobago so that it's convenient for you, the listeners, to get access to the screening, go to a community, go to a center close to you to be able to access the screening. You don't have to go very far. So this next week, we're in Trigonas. We're actually in Tobago in March. We're going to be in Coover. We're going to be in Deep South as well very soon. We'll be in the East, we'll be in Port of Spain. I think we were in Port of Spain this week, and Dr. Kumari were there as well with the team.
Correct.
So the screening is ongoing, and the screening is across the country. We want persons to take the opportunity to get screened. Over the last few years, we would have done a few thousand persons, but of course we know that there are tens of thousands of persons who have not been screened, meaning persons living with diabetes, you've never been screened before. Are you living with diabetes? Have you ever had a dilated eye exam? Did you ever get checked for some of these conditions that we're talking about? If you have never been screened, or if you haven't been screened within the last year, you could give us a call. You could also call the Diabetes Association to make an appointment, 607-3288. You could message us on Instagram or Facebook if you want. And we'll make an appointment for you at a location that's convenient to you so that you could be able to access this free program, get this screening done, and know what's going on with the eyes so that you could have interventions. So, Dr. Kumar, we want to wrap up in a bit, but we want to talk a little bit about how persons can protect their eyes, or how could they prevent themselves from getting some of these diseases that you would have spoken about. So what's your best advice for them?
So let me split it up. I mean, any person with diabetes, and if I'm speaking to you and you're over the age of 12, make an appointment with your eye care provider. You have been given the numbers with Diabetes Association or Trinidad Eye Hospital. Make an appointment, get your eyes checked out. And the team is fantastic. They're very well trained. What they will help you in is guiding you as to what needs to be done if there are changes that are significant at the back of the eyes. If you are not a diabetic, and as we pointed out earlier on with the person who's 70 years and presumes to be pre-diabetic, keep a watch on your blood sugars and make sure you record them regularly. I am very keen for every person with diabetes to become aware of what HbA1c is, so that when you walk into your eye care provider, you provide that information. And that helps in providing and making sure you do that. So the most important thing is become self-aware. Mm-hmm. Having diabetes or being affected by the disease from various parts of the body is not nice, and it's quite lonely as well. So it's important to reach out to family, to friends, or to organizations. Again, through Andrew, I've noticed in our collaboration that the organization has support for individuals so that you are not left alone.
Yeah.
Every person who is a diabetic, not a diabetic, and listening to this program, I want you to be a champion. I want you to go out and ask five other persons out there whether they are a diabetic, have they got themselves checked out, and if they have, to get their eyes screened and health screened. And to make sure that we all become champions, because without each other's support and raising the awareness, we would not be able to overcome this problem. And I'll tell you why it's important. We have to look at the economics of the impact of diabetic eye disease, mm-hmm. or the impact it has on the body. From the data that we have from the UK, they literally spend about £1 million per hour dealing with diabetes and related complications. We don't want that. We don't want Trinidad's healthcare becoming affected badly. And I think with Diabetes Association and the government, they have reached out and started the foot screening program. Yeah. So anybody out there, get out and get your foot screened, and you will be given information how to access for your free diabetic eye screening program. We're mm-hmm. all in together for this. If we do not join our hands, we will end up losing our eyes needlessly, and we don't mm-hmm. want that.
And thanks for saying that. And yes, we are going to be starting that foot screening program very soon with the Diabetes Association. We've started some work in Eastern Regional Health Authority, but we want to roll out the foot screening program throughout the country very soon. So look out for that. But also, as Dr. Kumar is mentioning, getting your eyes screened wherever you are is very important. And if it is that you are in a location that we have not come to us yet, if it is that you are living in a community and you know of persons who are living with diabetes, and you all collectively may be having a difficult time to go to a health center or find a place to do the eye screening, give us a call and we will come to you. We will make arrangements to come into your community and get persons living with diabetes, get their eye screened. So I think that's very important, and it's a service that we offer with the eye hospital. And of course, Leanne and Jonathan and the team, together with all volunteers, are going to be going out and getting persons there. So we want to reach you. We want to come to you. To make it as easy as possible for you to get those eyes screened.
We do have another question yeah. here, right? The inner corner of my eyes are constantly scratching. What can be the cause of that?
Yeah, right. Okay, Bas. That is very typical of allergy problems one tends to have, and is quite common out here in Trinidad or any other country where the weather is slightly warmer. The simple thing is actually to keep your eyes shut for a few minutes. And if you still find it itchy, you can use something which reduces the itchiness inside the eyes, just using some moisturizing agent inside the eyes, like drops. That will take care of the itchiness inside the eyes. If it's still a problem, see your eye care provider. They will have a check on you, make sure that there is nothing significant out there, and that can be resolved pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. answer, Dr. Kumar. And one question that I actually have a member just sent to me, and well, it's actually quite common. You know, people in Trinidad say when your eye twitching, I don't know which one it is, you say you're going to get money or something like that. But I remember a member messaged and said that they have one of their eyes twitching every couple of days for the last few weeks. What might be the cause of that?
That's a good thing, actually. I'm glad that I've come from India and I understand that. And we talk about whether it's your right upper lid twitching or the left upper lid twitching, whether you're going to get money or you're going to lose money is the question.
Oh.
But let me speak from a medical point of view. Twitch is very common, and the spasms are just the nerve firing away and causing that twitch. The twitch tends to settle down and they are benign, nothing to worry about them. Usually they tend to come on when we are stressed out, lack of sleep, and it's your body's response to say, hey, you need some rest. Now, if this is continuously present, you need to see your eye care provider, because sometimes that could be an indication, sometimes, not always, sometimes an indication of your blood pressure being up and your signs of what we call as features of stroke, which one needs attention. So if it is an odd one here and there, nothing to worry, money will still come, but don't ignore the continuous twitch. It needs attention, and make sure that it's taken care of.
Thanks for that response.
Okay.
So just to wrap up, I mean, Dr. Kumar, I'm very grateful to have you here on this program and talking about the importance of eye screening, talking about these complications, and of course, having you there as a resource for the Diabetes Association as we work towards improving the eyesight of persons living with diabetes, work towards prevention of these eye diseases, and increased screening, increased our screening capacity, and increase our reach across Trinidad and Tobago. And of course, all of the other programs that you were talking about, particularly looking at screening for eyesight in schools, and we're looking forward to working with you on those programs. So just to wrap up, any closing words before we end today?
I think I will take you from the previous program, Andrew. I would request every person with diabetes to be kind to yourself, to be safe, to make sure get your eyes screened, look after yourself, not easy. As Andrew's pointed out, we're here to take care of you. Only if you take care of yourself and step forward, we'll be able to help you out. And a large number of the people with diabetes live happily with their eyes intact, with no problems. The small cohort will require treatment. We can help you reduce needlessly going blind. So here's where we are. We extend our hand. We need your hand to join in to make Trinidad and Tobago not have any person going needlessly blind from diabetes. Currently, diabetes is number two contributor for blindness in the island. So if we can avoid that, we've all worked very well as a team. And until that point, we're not going to rest.
Mm-hmm. And thanks so much, Dr. Kumar. Thanks for your contribution. So thanks, everyone, for listening today. And Base, I know that you are going to continue with the program and your session. But thank you again for having us on Diabetes and You. And I know next week, Base, we're going to have another guest. Not sure what topic we're going to speak about as yet, but we will tell the listeners soon. But we know we're going to be talking about Diabetes and You next week. Just before we go, I just want to remind persons, if it is that you do want to get that free diabetic eye screening test, give us a call at 607-3288, 607-3288. That's the Diabetes Association's phone number. Give us a call and you could be able to make an appointment for one of these free diabetes eye tests. But thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you, Freedom One. Yes, thank you very much, guys, for having me on.
Thank you there very much, Dr. Kumar. And thank you very much there, Andrew, President of the Diabetes Association of Trinidad and Tobago. Remember, between 12 and 1, of course, every Thursday, heard right here, it's Diabetes and You.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.